In 2009, while speaking to college students in Istanbul during his first official trip to Europe as president, Barack Obama admitted that America had in the past made mistakes and shown flaws. Just a few days before that, at a NATO press conference, he'd also said that American exceptionalism was no different from British exceptionalism or Greek exceptionalism, and that America would no longer be making unilateral bombastic decisions that would affect the globe under the guise of this myth. Unsurprisingly, his comments were met with pushback from American conservatives. Dick Cheney, speaking on Fox News' Hannity, characterized the president's comments as disrespecting the foundational philosophy of America, and in doing so, prostrating himself and his nation on the floor of the world. I think most of us believe, and most presidents believe and talk about, the truly exceptional nature of America, Cheney said. There's never been a nation like the United States of America in world history, and yet you have a president who goes around and bows to his host and then proceeds to apologize profusely for the United States. I find that deeply disturbing. Besides Cheney trying to protect his own legacy as George W. Bush's warmongering vice president, implicit in his statement was that by dismissing American exceptionalism as similar to any other patriotic myth held by a multiplicity of countries, Obama was actively harming America. To disrepute American exceptionalism is not diplomacy, but an act of apology, the kissing of the grimy feet of another global power, in the view of Cheney and many others. For America to lose its sense of exceptionalism would be, in this view, to lose its very sense of history. National narratives have existed in one way or another as far back as the 19th century. Benedict Anderson famously called a nation an imagined community. Eric Hobsbawm called it an invented tradition. Most relatively new nations have overarching myths about their foundation or national character. Australians, for instance, often point to the Gallipoli campaign during World War I. The character of their soldiers is a stand-in for their citizens' character. The cult of character is an important one. 19th century American schoolchildren learned that George Washington couldn't tell a lie, that he came clean to his father about having chopped down a cherry tree. It never happened. His biographer, Parson Weems, made it up for his semi-fictional biography, The Life of Washington. By any logical estimation, Washington was just as savvy and cutthroat as any other politician.